You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Anthony Cashman. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to bring in our friend Greg Johns to talk about what's going on with this club. Greg, I don't think it's any great shock, or I don't think there's any mystery as to why the Mariners might have changed hitting coaches, but I think some people were surprised at the specific name brought in, Edgar Martinez, the great hitter, of course. What was behind this move, both from his perspective and from their perspective?
Yeah, it's pretty simple on the why. You just don't have a team with that high of expectations that doesn't hit for as long as they've not hit and not feel the need for some change. And it always seems the hitting coach is that first guy to go. And Howard Johns, a pretty popular guy with the players and things, but they just haven't produced. And when you've got an Edgar Martinez waiting in the wings, and people didn't really, I don't think, know he was waiting, and it's just kind of the way Edgar is. Quiet guy.
Right.
He's been in the organization, kind of helping out with the minor league guys this year a little more. He's gone down to spring training for number of years and kind of helped out just spot basis. But this year was kind of helping out and let them know not that he was like hawking that job in particular, but that he was interested in getting back in the organization in the future. And I think it just kind of made sense when they said we need to make a move, and we got one of the greatest hitters. Certainly in Mariners history and in the American League for a good number of years with the Mariners, a quality guy, a quality bat, and a guy they think is a pretty good instructor and can help, teach, particularly mentor the young kids, but also that veteran presence that even Robinson Cano says, that's a guy I got to listen to. He commands that respect. So that was the move. The why is pretty simple. I mean, they just haven't scored. This team, 22 of their last 28 games, they scored three runs or less, and that's not the formula you want to win baseball games with. So, they've got to figure out that hitting. It's been kind of a long-running problem. Edgar, the 11th hitting coach in the past 13 years, so it's been a spinning cycle there, and they've kind of got to get it figured out.
Yeah, it's like Marlins managers, Mariners hitting coaches. They cycle through a lot of those guys. He, of course, had a 418 on base percentage for his career, which is pretty crazy. And this is a team that just basically doesn't get on base. So maybe you can impart some wisdom there. But Mike Zunino is one of his greatest challenges. He's striking out more than 40% of his plate appearances. What's going on with him, and what's it going to take to get him on track?
Yeah, that's been a big disappointment. Not behind the plate, because he is everything they want as a catcher, but they really thought Mike was going to take a good step forward this year at the plate, and it just hasn't happened. He had a sensational spring, and I guess we all once again look at what spring training means, because he was just phenomenal in the spring and doing everything they wanted with a two-strike approach and going the opposite field and all these things they wanted to work on. And when the season came on, all that kind of went away, and here he is sitting almost halfway through the season, hitting the .265 with a .236 on base. He's a better hitter than that. He was a very good hitter in college at Florida. And he's got power. Even that has only flashed a little bit this year. He's got 7 homers and 16 RBIs. They're not worried about the power. They just want him to be more consistent, get on base, go the other way, and not be an automatic out in that lineup. I still think, and I like that he's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He knows what he's trying to do. It's just kind of locked up, and maybe he's one of those guys Edgar can help. But it's interesting, you talk about what a hitting coach can make in a different voice. And as Zunino said the first day when Edgar came on, and he'd barely even been with the team, and Zunino said the first thing he did, he ran into him in the cage, and Edgar started putting balls on tees, different spots where Mike said, that's just not his place. I normally think I can get to a ball. Edgar's approach was, here, he likes using tees. He likes the tee work, putting balls in places and making you reach for them, get comfortable in different places. And Zunino said it was a different approach, and he welcomed it. So it doesn't happen overnight, though. You don't change everything in 5 days, and it's going to take some time, so we'll see how the long-term works for Edgar, but certainly Zunino is one of the young guys that he will be focusing on at great length.
Hey, Greg, it was great to see Franklin Gutierrez get back to the big leagues. I covered this guy way back when in Cleveland. He was such a key for the Indians in their 2007 run to the ALCS when he took over that right field job. But he's had a lot of health issues since then, and spinal nerve condition prevented him from playing much last year. But they bring him up basically to hit some lefties. Kind of a feel-good story there to see him back in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Franklin's one of those guys when he was healthy and at his best, just a pleasure to watch. The smooth center fielder and a gold glover out there for the Mariners, and it kind of got off the rails health-wise. Just seemed like a lot of bad things happening. And looking back on it, a lot of it is traced back to the nerve condition he had, and it's just a problem in his hips and lower body that causes some digestive problems and all kinds of things. He sat out completely last year. Was out of baseball and you know, really didn't know if he'd even get back in it. Came out to spring training this year and just to see how things went, and went down to Tacoma and just been hitting the ball pretty well. He doesn't run like he used to, but he can still get down the line, beat out an infield single in his first hit last night in his first game up. So he's a guy, they're going to play him in left field. He's not the guy that's going to cover center like he used to, but he can get out there in left. And the key there, they got rid of Ricky Weeks and Justin Ruggiano in the last few weeks, guys that just weren't hitting. So they needed a right-handed bat to kind of balance that lineup. They're just a lefty-heavy lineup. So he's a guy that'll come up, and he'll play left field against left-handed pitchers. And he's not going to be in there every day, which is probably a good situation for Goody. He's not a guy that can play every day. But you spot him, good veteran guy, nice bat, and good guy to have around. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see Franklin how he can do. Certainly, still young enough at 32 to be a capable guy if he can stay healthy and stay out there. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes with Franklin. But definitely good to see him back in the big leagues.
Speaking of right-handed bats, Nelson Cruz, boy, he dislocated his pelvic bone earlier this week. That does not sound pleasant at all. Of course, made it back to the lineup. But interesting dynamic during the All-Star voting. And of course, they were just facing this guy, Kendry Morales, a former Mariner. But that's one of several places I think in the AL All-Star voting where a Royal has taken over, and you kind of wonder about, you know, who they're leading. Nelson Cruz certainly deserving of that spot.
Yeah, and I'd like to think, well, he narrowed the voting gap last week quite a bit.
Yeah.
He like to hope maybe that for fairness sake that the common sense takes over, and the bulk of the voters can get back behind Cruz, because numbers-wise, I don't think there's much of a question there. He's had an outstanding first half, and he's cooled off a little recently, but you're still sitting there with 19 bombs and hitting .303 and a .920 OPS and slugging .550. I mean, he's everything you would hope for when the Mariners signed him. He's done everything for this club, and certainly he's not the reason they're not hitting. He's been the one shining light in that, and deserves to be an all-star starter. I don't think there's any question. So we'll see maybe his last week, 10 days, whatever it is in the voting, that maybe he can get pushed in there. I have no doubt that he's going to be on that all-star team, but he does deserve to start.
Kind of on the flip side there, Greg, a guy who, of course, started slow and famously so, but the last seven games, Robinson Cano has – he's hitting .346 with a .577 slugging percentage. Do you think he's finally heating up? Is this a real stretch here?
Well, you got to hope so. He's still sitting here almost midseason with 3 homers and 23 RBIs, and that is not Robinson Cano. That's not anything of what he expected or they expected. And he has heated up. He hit a homer the other day. He's hit the ball hard. Starting to get some results. And they need him. I mean, there's no doubt. You put him with Cruz, and then you got a pretty good situation there. And that's how they've built this whole roster. And my dog's all for it too. He's got something at the door. But anyway, you get Cano, Cruz, and Seager, that 3, 4, 5, and that's really what this whole franchise has been built around. So we'll see if they can keep that going, and that's certainly the key, as we mentioned. You can't win with 3 runs a game, and they've got to do a better job than that.
Absolutely. That's been the key to the whole season. Well, Greg, we'll let you get back to your dog there and your intruder, it sounds like. I want to thank you for joining us, and thank everybody for tuning in. MLB.com Extras, Seattle Mariners Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.